The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is the way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Today we listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Salim Yusuf Ali.
Respected scholars and elders and brothers and sisters, عظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بالحسين عليه السلام. I begin by first of all sending my salam and my condolences to our beloved master and leader, the awaited Imam of our time, Ajallahu Farjahu Sharif, and all the respected believers. I send my condolences on the arrival of the month of Muharram, of course, depending on the moon sighting. In Hadith, brothers and sisters, we're told that for our leaders, the arrival of this month, the sighting of the moon, was a transformational experience. Maybe there was a time in the past where this needed no explanation. For everyone, it was clear that when this new year comes about, unlike what most other cultures do in terms of a new year and celebration, for the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, it is a time of transformation. But in these days, it's very important for us to remind ourselves about what we are doing and why we're doing it, in order to be able to continue this tradition and to deepen and to further it. So our masters, the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, they would take this time very seriously. In one narration that's mentioned in our books of hadith, we're told that our 8th Imam alayhi wasalam says that the month of Muharram, even in the pre-Islamic era, was a time when the shedding of blood was prohibited. But it was the month in which they shed our blood. It was the month in which they violated our sanctity. It was the month in which they took our women and our children as prisoners. And then he says something very beautiful. He says, فَعَلَى مِثْلِ الْحُسَيْنِ فَلْيَبْكِ الْبَاكُونَ, which in a poetic way would say that if there's anyone who wishes to shed a tear, then let them shed a tear for the likes of Hussein alayhi salam. Then he describes the benefit of doing so. He says that somebody who is able to shed tears for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, it is an atonement for great sins. That is just one of the benefits of shedding the tear. And then he describes how his father, the 7th Imam alayhi salam, would be during this time. He says that my father would not be seen in the state of being joyful and jovial during this time. And as the days would progress, his grief would increase until it reached its climax on the 10th day of the month, in which it would be the day of his musibah and his huzn, his tragedy and his grief would be felt on that day in particular. And then he would say that هو اليوم الذي قتل فيه الحسين. This is a day in which Hussein alayhi salam was killed. So when we gather together for these commemorations, they have incredible value. They are completely taking the seerah, the way of life of the great ones, and putting into practice at our times. What are we trying to get out of these? What is the purpose of them? I want to share with you some points of guidance from our great scholars, where they describe to us some of the outcomes that we would like to have and some things that we would want to stay away from during this time. The first purpose, brothers and sisters, that we're here for is to become acquainted with or to deepen our understanding of the teachings of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We're here to learn. We're here to be reminded. this Imam of ours, this Shaheed, was able to demonstrate so much in his actions. And every one of them is worth studying from many different angles. And every year, you must have noticed that as you come to the majalis and you think about what took place and you learn from the different opportunities that are presented, your understanding, your ma'rifah, it deepens. This is one of the very important goals that we would like to achieve. Our understanding of Imam Hussein alayhis salam right now, compared to what is going to be, inshallah, after the day of Ashura, we should have increased. The second goal and objective, brothers and sisters, is that once we have reacquainted and deepened our understanding of the teachings of Imam Hussein alayhis salam, we need to be looking to see how can we be leading Husseini lives. This is one of the outcomes that we are trying to achieve. Some type of practical change that is taking place. Because knowledge is truly beneficial when it is acted upon. You've heard the story of the beggar who was so hungry that he was crying out of his hunger. And the rich man comes along and he says to him, "What is it that's making you cry?" He says, "I'm so hungry." So the rich man had just bought a whole loaf of bread. He sits down next to the poor man and he says that you're crying, I'm going to cry with you as well. So two of them have a good cry. And then the rich man gets up and he says, I had a good cry with you, goodbye. And the poor man says, well, thank you. But I was hoping for some of the bread because really I'm crying because of hunger and the bread that you have would help me. The rich man says that I can give you my tears, but I can't give you my bread. That's for me, the tears are for you. That's not the way we want to be. Inshallah, we are here to offer our tears. We are here to offer our sacrifice. We're here to offer our sweat and our blood in terms of the amount of efforts that take place in running programs like this. The brothers and sisters who are involved with these, may Allah reward them for their tireless efforts. But we want more than that as well. How can we lead the Husseini lifestyle? And the third goal that our great scholars encourage us to think about is this, that how can we think about the larger goals of Islam and how to achieve those? Preparation for the Imam of our time, the revival and the reformation of Islam, introducing Islam to those who are hungry for guidance and they don't know about this beautiful teachings. This is one of the third goal that we would say we want to, inshallah, achieve from our gatherings. Now at the same time, our respected scholars, may Allah preserve them, they also say that we should be careful about a couple of things. What are those things? One of them, they say that when it comes to these gatherings, we should avoid doing what's called ifrat and tafrit, meaning avoid going to the extremes. What does it mean to go to the extreme? It's not that, of course, we know that there's no limit when it comes to the love of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. There's no limit when it comes to my passion for being a Husseini. But when it comes to my practice, I have to realize that Allah Ta'ala has given me responsibilities. And I want to make sure that my commemoration for Imam Hussein alayhi salam does not prevent me from performing my other responsibilities.
Oh, Hussein, you'll live forever in our hearts and in our minds. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein. Swear to Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.